KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:05, we have partly cloudy skies and 65 degrees your current temperature. Look for a high of 87 today with a slight chance of some isolated showers. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The National Transportation Safety Board says crew fatigue is the probable cause of a deadly train collision in southwest Iowa. A Burlington Northern Santa Fe coal train slammed into a standing BNSF train near Red Oak on April 17th of 2011. The coal train's conductor, Patricia Trish Hyatt, and engineer Tom Anderson, both of Creston, died in the crash. The NTSB says Tuesday that both crew members had fallen asleep. Officials say Hyatt and Anderson also failed to comply with a signal requiring them to operate at a restricted speed and stop short of the standing train. NTSB Chairwoman Deborah Herzman says the investigation draws attention to the dangers of human fatigue. The board says other factors contributed to the accident, including the absence of a system that identifies the rear of a train and stops the approaching train if a safe braking profile is exceeded. Internet giant Google announced on Tuesday the company is building its second data center in Council Bluffs. Google employees were joined by Council Bluffs Mayor Tom Hanifin, Governor Terry Branstad, and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds at a groundbreaking. The $300 million data center will create at least 50 jobs, and Mayor Hanifin says Google's investment has created new opportunities for Western Iowa. No injuries were reported following an accident on Tuesday afternoon in Montgomery County, about 6 miles south of Red Oak. Sheriff's officials say they received word of the car versus truck crash at the intersection of Highway 48 and 250th Street at around 12:10 p.m. An investigation revealed a 2005 Chevy Cavalier owned by Leo Manuel Martinez Jr. of Emerson and driven by 20-year-old Effie Elizabeth Armstrong of Emerson was traveling north on Highway 48. A 1992 International 4000 Series truck owned and driven by 69-year-old Neil Frederick Curry of Villisca was turning left onto the highway from 250th Street. As he did so, the truck hit the driver's side center of the Martinez vehicle, causing the car to go out of control and spin into the west ditch. The vehicle sustained $4,000 damage. Curry was cited for failure to yield upon entering a through highway. An accident at 2nd and Locust in Atlantic on Monday afternoon caused $8,500 damage, but there were no injuries. According to the Atlantic Police Department, vehicles driven by Dylan Christensen and Philip Hetrick, both of Atlantic, collided at around 1:35 p.m. as Christensen was headed eastbound on 2nd Street and Hetrick was traveling west. Officials say when Christensen attempted to make a left turn onto Locust, his vehicle struck Hetrick's vehicle on the driver's side door. Christensen was cited for failure to yield upon making a left turn. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says a Crescent man was injured when the motorcycle he was riding slammed into a car Monday evening about 2 miles southwest of McClellan. Sheriff Jeff Danker says 38-year-old Chad Mayberry was transported to a Council Bluffs hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries following the crash at around 5:30 p.m. on Honeysuckle Road near McClellan Avenue. Danker says Mayberry was traveling east on Honeysuckle Road at about 60 miles per hour in a posted 35-mile-per-hour zone. When he came over the top of a hill, the cycle hit one of the two vehicles which were stopped on the road before veering into the south ditch and coming to rest. The driver of the car Mayberry hit, 47-year-old Robert Hershett of Omaha, was not injured. An investigation revealed the cycle had allegedly been stolen out of Omaha. Mayberry was cited for failure to maintain control, excessive speed, and driving while barred and driving without insurance. President Barack Obama plans to meet with five University of Iowa students to discuss his plan to hold down interest rates in a popular student loan program. The White House says Obama will participate in a panel discussion with them before delivering remarks at the Fieldhouse on this afternoon. A press release says the students are Miranda Burnett, a junior from Burlington, Blake Anderson, a junior from Eldridge, Jordan Garrison Nickerson, a sophomore from West Des Moines, Marissa Bowles, a senior from Melcher Dallas, and Martin Lopez, a sophomore from Nichols. All five students are using Stafford loans to help pay for their education. Obama is pushing Congress to pass a $6 billion plan to extend the 3.4% interest rate. Otherwise, it will rise to 6.8% on new loans. The Iowa Board of Regents will meet for 2 days at the University of Northern Iowa campus, where recent budget cuts have outraged some faculty, students, and parents. The Regents are convening Wednesday and Thursday in Cedar Falls for a regular board meeting. Critics of their recent decisions to close UNI's teaching laboratory, eliminate academic programs, and offer faculty buyouts are planning to protest on Thursday. The Regents have voted to close the Malcolm Price Laboratory. school operated by UNI's College of Education, and to eliminate dozens of majors, minors, and graduate programs with low enrollment. Regents and UNI President Ben Allen says they no longer have the money to operate them. Allen is expected to update a Regents Committee Wednesday on the process of closing Malcolm Price by June the 30th. Taking a look at world headlines here this hour, the fate of Arizona's tough immigration law is in the balance as the Supreme Court hears its final day of arguments for the current term today. The Obama administration challenged the law in federal court soon after Arizona's governor signed it 2 years ago. Five other states have similar laws, parts of which are on hold until the high court rules. Among the provisions under review is the one that requires police to question a person's immigration status if officers suspect the person is in the country illegally. As senators look into the Secret Service prostitution scandal today, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy is planning to find out whether this kind of behavior that has been tolerated in the past. He tells NBC it's a very legitimate question. On the eve of the hearing, the Secret Service said all 12 of the employees who are implicated have been dealt with, including 9 who are forced out and 1 who lost his security clearance. 2 others were cleared of wrongdoing. Another record quarter for Apple is sending the NASDAQ Composite Index sharply higher in the opening of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 also rose as other big corporate names like Boeing and Corning turned in strong earnings results of their own. Burger King is joining the movement by U.S. food companies toward more humane treatment of animals. It says all of its eggs and pork will come from cage-free chickens and pigs within 5 years. Decision by the world's second biggest fast food restaurant raises the bar for other companies trying to meet consumer demand for food produced more humanely. Muslims in the Philadelphia area are offering a cash reward in a series of crimes committed by men who use women's Islamic attire to conceal their identities. An organization representing dozens of Muslim congregations is offering $20,000 in rewards. Islamic leaders say they're concerned the bank holdups and a homicide could make Muslim women the targets of mistrust or even violence. Take a look now at your funeral announcements here this morning. Frances Keaton, age 90 of Redfield, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Frances Keaton will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Francis L. Elias, age 81 of Carlisle and formerly of Persia, died Saturday at the Carlisle Care Center. Funeral services for Francis Elias will be held today at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Persia. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Vera Maxine Morrison, age 90 of Griswold, died Saturday at her home in Griswold. Funeral services for Maxine Morrison will be held today at 1:30 p.m. at the Grant United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Norma Jean Sothman, age 83 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Norma Jean Sothman will be held Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ruth Arlie Wigton Foley, age 94, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Ruth Foley will be held Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Norma Alice Wiedemeyer, age 88, formerly of Adair, died April 16th at her home. Memorial services for Norma Wiedemeyer will be held at Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Twig Funeral Home and Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mildred L. Betts, age 93 of Panora, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Mildred Betts will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Jeannie Nancaro, age 92 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Jeannie Nancaro will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Norma J. Worser, age 86 of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Norma Worser will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Leona Groves, age 97 of Messina, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Leona Groves are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. That's a look at the latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.